Time for the Israel Report. Speaking to me today is Ben Dror Yemini from Yediot Ahronot. And yeah, let's do it. Ben Dror, thanks for being with me on Chai FM.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Ben Dror, I walked into the office 3 hours ago. I met the CEO who was here. He said to me, have you seen the comments by Trump about hitting hard tonight and taking Kog Island? I said to him, what are you talking about? That's yesterday's news. And then he sent me a screenshot. So, in fact, it is today's news. And that's the problem, isn't it? We're hearing the same news every day coming from Donald Trump, talking about what he's going to do and then he doesn't do.
Yeah, well, because he is unexpected and we don't really, we cannot really understand what he's speaking about. Maybe this is his way. I have no idea. Maybe this is his way to make business. I'm not working that it works also in politics, in international affairs. But that's what he's doing. And we are just, waiting to see. Well, okay, he's striking them, day after day. I'm not sure that they are really impressed by these strikes, but we have to wait and see because it is unexpected.
But you're speaking to me from Israel, where it isn't just wait and see because the repercussions are enormous. I mean, there are potentially missile salvos being fired at you this evening. What's the mood in Israel? Are you expecting some significant action this evening, or do you think the ceasefire will hold?
No, not really. I mean, we are used to it already. I mean... I'm now speaking from a mall, and I can tell you that it's so many people are sitting, eating in restaurants, shopping, and so on and so on. So life goes on because we are used to it. It's not, I mean, well, I'm not enthusiastic about it because, you know, maybe later at night we will have an alarm and we will have to find a shelter. It's not that we like it, but we are used to it and we continue and things are working and everything is working. And, people suffer in the north of Israel. Yes, they are suffering because it's just unbearable. But generally speaking, we are expecting that something will happen. We need a change. We cannot stay with this regime. And this regime is even more extremist than the regime that was at the beginning of the year. So we did not achieve what was supposed to be achieved. So the goals of the war are still to be achieved. So we are waiting. I don't know if something will happen or not. We just have no idea. We have a problem. We just don't know because we have someone like Trump that you cannot understand what he wants because he's contradicting himself every day, maybe 3-4 times a day. So we have to wait.
I'm looking at your newspaper, or at least your online platform, Ynet Global, and they're leading with a story. The headline is this. If they say Beirut, we go to Beirut, says Golani 13th Battalion commander from Lebanon. Very interesting because the Iranians had absolutely insisted that the Israelis do not do any such attacks or moves in Lebanon. And yet the Israelis indicating that they are ready to do so if needed. Do you see it playing out this way? Do you think an attack on Beirut is realistic?
Well, let me tell you, Beirut is on the table if it will be necessary. I'm not sure that it's necessary. I don't know because I don't have the intelligence in order to tell you if this is a way to solve the problem with the Hezbollah. But Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. We know it. And it's not, Hezbollah is, we have to deal with the head of the snake. And Hezbollah, yes, it's a problem, but the main goal is Iran and not Hezbollah, because if there will be any kind of agreement, and if Iran will receive a lot of money, like what we hear, what we read about, that at the beginning they will receive something like 12 billion, it will be a disaster because. Some of the money, I don't know how much, but hundreds of millions, will go to who? To the Hezbollah.
Yeah.
And this is something that we don't want. So yes, it's this situation is not ideal. That's why we are waiting. I mean, the best solution will be, of course, to topple this regime. Is it going to happen? We don't know. But we are speaking about a regime that will not give up. Even if there will be agreement tonight or tomorrow or in a few days. We don't believe it. We just don't believe it because you cannot trust this kind of regime.
I want to move to a lead story carried by both the Times of Israel and the Jerusalem Post. It is this: Haredi draft protesters shut down highways, train lines as rioters scuffle with police and citizens. What is going on in central Israel right now? What are they upset about? I thought there was going to be a bill, which an unacceptable bill, in my opinion, which was going to give draft evaders the same rights as IDF soldiers.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, democracy is not something easy because we have this kind of extremists, not all the ultra-Orthodox, not all the Haredim, as we call them in Israel, not all of them, but we need only few thousands. Only few thousands out of the more than million of ultra-Orthodox that we have. And the thousands can sometimes really close main roads and so on, and that's what they are doing. It's not as what we expected, I can tell you, I mean, at least now, when we are speaking now. I mean, the roads are open, and they are, here and there we have problems. But generally speaking, it's not enough for them. Nothing is enough for them. They get whatever they want, and they are posing a real problem to Israel. I hope it will be solved. I don't like to speak politics, but we have a problem. We have a political problem that this coalition is always, but always, giving everything that they want. And it's, when you give them, they want more. So we have a problem.
And just my take on this issue is last week when an extremist group of Haredim attacked a judge's home when his family was in it. To me, that's a red line that should never have been crossed.
Yes, it is terrible, but it's not them. It's not them. Let me tell you something. It's an article that will be published tomorrow. It's the people who justify them in one way or another. Just like the people who immediately after October 7 said, okay, you know, they are oppressed, you know, colonialism, you know, apartheid. I mean, full of lies. And now, unfortunately, I hear it from some of my friends, intellectuals, journalists, right-wingers, who are saying, okay, we have to understand them. No, I don't want to understand them. I don't want to understand the Hamas. I don't want to understand this kind of extremism. I don't want to understand. I want to fight it because I don't like to legitimize. Because people say, no, we don't like what they're doing, but. And it reminds me that Salman Rushdie wrote an article about the BAT Brigade. I mean, we condemn the terror, but what? But then the justifications are coming, which mean, oh, it's because of the West, oh, it's because of the American imperialism, oh, it's because of capitalism, it's because of Zionism. And I mean, you give excuses. And actually, the meaning is that you justify what they are doing. I don't like it when it's against Israel. I don't like it when it's inside Israel.
Final issue that I want you to address for me, some very, very belligerent statements made by the Turkish Erdogan yesterday, talking about how Israel's actions in Lebanon and Syria were so totally and utterly unacceptable, and he would take measures to stop it. Today, a response from an Israeli source saying what he's saying is not acceptable. What's driving Erdogan to make these kind of statements now?
Yeah, well, he's really the last person to speak about that kind of things because we know exactly what he did to the Kurds in his own country. I mean, how many villages were totally destroyed? I mean, you are teaching us a lesson. I mean, how dare you, Mr. Erdogan? You are supporting the Muslim Brothers. Muslim Brothers, they are totally anti-Semites. They are totally racist. They are oppressing their own people. wherever they are, there is destruction and bloodshed. And you are coming to tell us how to behave? What a chutzpah.
Ben Dror Yemini, Todar Baracha, thank you for your time this afternoon, and Shabbat Shalom, always great to chat. I'm looking at the time, 4:06. Craig, play us out and give me a little bit of time to say goodbye.